Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If then Karen would go ahead and start with Judges 13 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
Judges 13. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman, and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive, and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine, nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. But he said unto me, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us, and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste, and ran, and showed her husband, and said unto him, Behold, the man hath appeared unto me, that came unto me the other day. And Manoah arose, and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said unto him, Art thou the man that spakest unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering, and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it, and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, We shall surely die, because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands, neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol.
That's the end.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Judges 14.
Amen.
And Samson
Amen.
Went down to Timnath and saw.
Amen. Thank you for that read aloud version. I take care out of Judges 13.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to call back
okay,
in. Okay. Okay. All right, we have a full house tonight. I'm looking at Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Sister Angela, Mother May, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and Sister Shirley, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Karen.
Karen. Auntie Carrie. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For we have gathered here tonight to give God honor and to praise his name. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Father in heaven, you love us so much that you sent Jesus into the world. Jesus loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. The Holy Spirit loved us so much that he lived in us to guide us into all truth. Help us love one another, and by our love, demonstrate to the world that we are your disciples. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Mom, and we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Oh, well, wait a minute. I think I need to play my song. Hi,
you got to do the song.
Okay. Let's see here. Angela, can I send it to your phone?
You can just tell me now.
It's Never Lost by CC Winans.
And my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord. Amen. He never lost a battle.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that song, Angela. Never lost a battle. And we will go ahead and start with our program. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me, thou art prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next, I will go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from experiencing God day by day. The lesson is nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible. That's Luke 1:37. Question, when was the last time God did the impossible in your life? When was the last time God spoke to you about what he wanted to do? And you were scared to death by the magnitude. Remember, God still does the impossible. But just think, God will do what he has done for others, he'll do for you. God wants to bring salvation to all humanity. It is critical, talking about Mary the Mother of Jesus, she not only believed God to perform a miracle, but also adjusted her life through the awesome work he planned to do. Sin and a moral person is the divine. The difference between the church and a social club is the miraculous. Some can duplicate the morality of a Christian, but no one can reproduce the miraculous that should be a part of the Christian experience. Question, do you believe that nothing is impossible for God? I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, nothing is impossible for God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. I teach it out of the experience. Nothing will be impossible. Amen. Amen. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Verse 25 to 32. Believe, I am laid low in the dust. Preserve me my life according to your word. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Let me understand in the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be graceful to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your command, for you have set my heart free. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you for that reading, Hubert. Amen, amen. Out of Psalms. Amen. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will also be coming from Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there that they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the days of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundations thereof. O daughters of Babylon, who art to be destroyed? Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 137. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Romans 8:28. And the title is More Than Conquerors. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So I'm going to read a little insert from my NIV Bible. The title is A Mountain Peak Promise. Romans 8:28 rolls off our tongues easily and often, but perhaps we should grasp more fully what this verse means. Notice that this verse does not say each individual thing is good, but rather that God works them together for good. As a child, I occasionally watched my mother bake cakes. The kitchen counter would be cluttered with all of the necessary ingredients, flour, baking powder, sugar, raw eggs, vanilla extract. When my mother wasn't looking, I would take the tip of my finger and taste each of the ingredients, except for the sugar. They all tasted terrible. Then mother would stir those awful tasting ingredients together and put the batter in the oven to bake. Wow. How did combining those individually distasteful things result in such a tasty product? God does a similar thing when he takes all the distasteful stresses in our lives. He mixes them together, puts them in the oven of crisis, and produces a perfect product. The Apostle Paul knew that God was working in and through his life. That's why he was able to pen the words of Romans 8:28. To know that God is working through our life experiences is to have ultimate assurance. If God is working with me, I cannot but win in the end. We who love God in Jesus Christ know that God works with us because we are called according to his purpose, and he will work his purpose in our lives, even in the darkest moments. We who know God's love know that it is sufficient for all things. Thank God for this mountain peak promise. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Verse 28. Thank God for his faithfulness to his promise. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Romans 8. Amen. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 8. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. Out of mouth of babe, suckling, has thou ordained strength because of thy enemy, that thou might steal the enemy and avenge him. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the work of thy hand. Has put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say everybody and God bless us all. And I'm tired. Had a wonderful birthday, and amen, love
them. Amen.
Amen. We glad to hear, brother. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Get unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Say that again. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Let's see. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Ephesians 6, starting at the 10th verse to the 18th verse. And the subject is the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler and against the author, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flying darts of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Ephesians. Amen. Okay, let's see here. We are at the part where we recognize our sick and shut in. And is there anyone we need to add or take away? Well, I want to share this, that I am on a 10-day quarantine. The teacher I work with was just, she just tested positive. And I got my call this morning that I'm on a 10-day quarantine.
Okay.
So I want you guys to keep me in your prayer.
Okay.
Throughout this whole craziness thing that's going on.
Amen.
Well, Loretta, Napoleon, his wife tests positive, so all of them have to be tested this week. So keep them in your prayers.
Oh,
amen.
Napoleon. Okay.
His whole family. But she tested positive. One of her coworkers had it, and so she tested positive, but she's doing good.
Oh, okay. Good news to
hear. The whole family got to be tested.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to ask you to bless the families that have lost a loved one to this deadly virus. And Father God, we thank you for keeping us out of harm's way. And we're speaking of Trey, Willie Williams, Joseph, Auntie Waleen, Kamisha, Loretta, Latoya, Brother Daniel, and Napoleon and family. We ask that you keep us out of harm's way in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask that you cover all of us in our sick and shut-ins with your feathers and give us the protection that we need. And give us the strength to keep pressing forward, to be more like Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, we ask that you teach us your ways. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we are birthdays. We're looking at the week November 22nd through November 28th. Any on your list, Angela?
No, I do not see anyone.
Okay. But we do know there is someone's birthday today, amen? Well, within this week, amen?
Amen.
Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
I surely will. That's good. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God blessings on you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet. Okay, we've reached the part of our program where we have praise reports and testimonies, songs or poems, or even more Bible verses that you would like to share with the group. And I will go down the list, and my first choice would be Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, Brother Hubert. Okay, Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to read this little song. Jesus loved the little children. Jesus loved the little children. All the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved all the little children of the world. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that song with us, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to read Meditation on Ephesians 5. Your will, O Lord, be done, not mine. Since you did bleed for me and not as you intercede each day, I simply plead, your will be done. Eternal God of love, I welcome you into my life. Surrender my heart, mind, and soul to you. Teach me, O Lord, to walk in your love, to learn of your will as your child of life. Each day I pray you give me strength to resist all temptation that come my way. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I may know your goodness, truth, and righteousness, and help me to discern what does not please you, Lord. Oh, God, encourage me even to submit to others in love. Out of reverence and obedience to Christ, as I seek to imitate your likeness, I praise your name, Lord God Almighty, with my whole heart in song and hymn. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Of the Spirit now, breathe on me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading on meditation on Ephesians 5. Thank you, Mom. Next I have Brother Daniel. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Retired.
So that means he's not responding. Okay. I have Sister Shirley up next. Any praise report testimony? Song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see here. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share this. I wrote this about a few minutes ago, really. My
Amen.
Crisis. I ask myself, what do I have to be thankful for with Thanksgiving coming soon? And I began to ponder, and I look around, and as I look around, I can see so much unrest, so much hate, so much disrespect on a level I've never witnessed before during all my 84 years on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that there is no restraint.
Mm.
Everything goes.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much ingratitude and thankfulness, even among God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I take my focus back on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I in the midst of this?
Mm-hmm.
How grateful am I? Then I remembered the time when I could not breathe. So I was suffering from an acute case of bronchitis. To breathe was my very life. And then I thought about those who were suffering from this COVID-19. And I understand that breathing is one of the challenges they suffer. And I just lifted a prayer. Oh, Lord, please help them to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what am I thankful for? You guess it. Oh, yeah. I can breathe. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Jesus. I can breathe. And I pray, God, others will breathe too. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie. What do we have to be thankful for? Amen. 2020 has really been a year for us.
Amen.
And we just need to stay in prayer.
Amen.
Know that God is in control. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next I have Sister Angela. Any prayer support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I actually have a prayer request, and I know it's kind of last minute notice, but I would like to ask that everyone fast tomorrow. In the meaning of just taking one thing that's really important to you away for one day. And we're going to be fasting for Daniel. As you all know, he's out here now, and we've been trying to get all of his situations settled. We finally got him a doctor's appointment on tomorrow. So we believe in that God's going to be there, and then we're going to get some good news out of this report. So I'm just asking everyone on tomorrow to take one little thing away from themselves. If it be, I'm not going to eat a cookie today, or I'm not going to go on social media today. Just one little thing that's important to you so that God understands and hears our prayers and desires for a good visit and good news from the doctor. And in closing, I want to read Isaiah 41:10. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So, Daniel, as you go into that doctor's office tomorrow, just keep that in mind, and we will pray, and I ask that each person fast a little just so that we do get a good report. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Angela, and we will be on the fasting tomorrow for Brother Daniel. Amen. Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we assign parts for next week. I have Judge 14 up to grab. I don't know, Andrew and I haven't talked, but, and Carrie, do you want to continue with the audio part of that part for us, or should we switch it up?
Yes, I can continue.
Okay, amen. Praise God. Okay, I have the opening prayer or the blessing of the prayer line up for grab. Do I have any takers for that? Was that Sister Shirley? Well, I'm hearing things again.
I may be traveling next week, but if I'm not traveling, I will do it.
Amen. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I should be back Sunday night. I should be back. I'll take it. I should be back.
You can do it?
Yes,
okay.
I will.
And I thought I heard Auntie Dot said she got the closing. Was I just hearing things?
You're just hearing things.
was that Auntie Betty then? Who was it?
I will close. Auntie Betty will do it.
Okay, amen, amen, amen. Okay, so we have that covered. Let's see, I have for Judge 14, Auntie Carrie, we will cover that via audio. And then we have Sister Shirley, praise God. She's going to do the blessing of the prayer line for next week. And then for the closing prayer, Auntie Betty volunteered unanimously over for to do the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, and we also want to thank the participation for this week, Auntie Carrie covering Judges 13, and Mother May blessed the prayer line. And then if everyone would bow their head for Brother Hubert to do the closing prayer, followed by a song, Angela will be playing afterwards. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be coming out of the red prayer book. Any Christian believers do not believe that they can or do hear God's voice. Many years ago, I was reading John 10, and Jesus said in verse 14, that he is the good shepherd, and that he knows his sheep.
It's a little small one already on that. What is that? What you gonna do with that judge?
Jesus said, "My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I am one of Lord Jesus' sheep, and I know that he is not a respecter of persons. So I decided I wanted to hear his voice, like some of his other sheep do. I wanted to hear his voice so he could guide me according to Isaiah 58:11 and instruct me and teach me in the way that I should go according to Psalm 32:8. I believe that if you want to hear God's voice and if you pray the following prayer, he will honor your prayer and teach you to hear his voice. I remember the first time I heard his voice and it changed my life. Amen.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert. And Andrew's going to come to us with the song, and I would just like to get my part in. I'm wishing everyone a safe and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Amen.
This is how I fight my battle.
is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Give me a conquer, I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It over to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is how we fight our battle. We know how it's going to end up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, this concludes our program for tonight. We would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And just as a reminder, everyone, keep the sick and shut-ins in your prayer, especially the ones that are being affected by the COVID-19. And to remember to do the fasting on tomorrow for Brother Daniel. Amen.
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 Amen. And Father God, we ask to be covered in the precious blood of Jesus. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, healthy, victorious week. Wishing everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.